All right, we need to bring some more attention to the story because the Trump administration has spent the past week beefing with an NBA fan account on both Twitter and TikTok. I was going to introduce this as an internet beef, but it goes beyond that. This is the Department of Homeland Security. They are tasked with keeping Americans safe and making sure they're carrying out their duties in a lawful way, and they're doing neither of those things while beefing with random people on Twitter. They took a video of a bunch of teenagers, misrepresented it so much so that they put those teenagers' lives in danger, and then they proceeded to beef with people on Twitter for the past week. It's all coming from the official Department of Homeland Security account at DHS.gov. It is absolutely insane stuff. And before I even jump into it, let me just introduce the main players because there's a lot of sort of internet stuff going on here. So this is titled, "The DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, is arguing with an NBA fan account on Twitter." And the two players we have here are Hood Genius. Hood Genius is an NBA account on Twitter, and the Department of Homeland Security, run by Kristi Noem, tasked with a lot of immigration duties. I mean, before we go any deeper, just understand, I live in Chicago, I work in Chicago, and Chicago has been terrorized by the DHS, by Customs and Border Protection, by ICE for the past month. They keep sending under-trained agents into mainly like majority Latino communities, and they stir shit up, and then people protest in response, and then shit hits the fan even more. It's not good, and it's a bad cycle that is being caused and inflamed by the Trump administration. I mean, check out this video. This thread reads, "Southside Chicago, residents exhausted by ICE, DHS, and CBP acting as an illegal occupying force in a war zone. Major confrontation erupts after ICE agent crashes car." And you can see that, I mean, there's just a disproportionate amount of military force in Chicago at all times. There are videos of ICE agents like riding down a boat the Chicago River. I don't understand what's happening there. Are they going to find immigrants in the water? Over and over, they have been escalating and then using that escalation as a pretext to escalate further. So the entire point here is when they go online and they beef with random teenagers, they're distracting from the actual on-the-ground war that they're trying to incite. Trump, 2 months ago, posted an AI image of Chicago on fire and said, "You're about to find out why it's called the Department of War." He then posted an AI video of himself arresting Obama. It is just absolute escalation coming from the top down. And let's go to the Department of Homeland Security account. This is the official account with millions of followers. They tweeted out, "FAFO, if you threaten or lay hands on our law enforcement officers, we will hunt you down and you will find out really quick. We'll see you cowards soon." And then you see a group of teen dudes. Of course, they chose a group of black teens and they changed the caption on it. And it has 37.2 million views. Just remember that, 37.2 million views on a tweet with a fake caption. So it says, "ICE, we're on the way. Word in the streets, cartels put a 50K bounty on y'all." If you scroll down, Anthony Fantano says, "Y'all are so effing stupid," regarding the Department of Homeland Security, who spread a fake tweet and it got 37 million views, or fake video. Crystal Ball says, "How is there no community notes on this BS?" Laura Loomer jumps in with something racist. Kaylin says, "Why are y'all using this young man and inventing these threats by editing in a faked caption threat in a video the kid never made? Now he's being threatened for something he didn't do." And I want to play you a little bit of this video. This is the kid in the video, and the dude explains how he's received unprecedented threats and that this is a video from months back that was about the Iranian situation with a completely different caption.
"So I'm getting these mad messages from my DMs and social media and all my comments, and I randomly get a text message talking about a recent video that was posted in my account. I was like, what are y'all talking about? By the way, I'm sick, so if I sound weird, yeah. I get threats daily on IG and everywhere all over my social media all of a sudden due to an old video I posted months ago about Iran, that was not to be a threat. It was literally a joke, bruh. Like, seriously, it's just content. Anyways, once I seen that video that was posted on my account, then I was like, what the fuck?"
Yeah, so he goes on to say he was receiving an unprecedented amount of threats, but it gets worse. So someone on Twitter says, "China's working on a 200-mile-per-hour train, and the United States Department of Homeland Security is currently beefing with Hood Genius online." So Hood Genius quoted a Homeland Security account. HoodGenius is a massive Twitter account. They said, spreading misinformation, especially as the Department of Homeland Security, should cause for the abolishment of that said department. And this is where the beef starts, because the Department of Homeland Security then decides to respond. We have the receipts. This young man posted violent threats of murder against our law enforcement. He then deleted it when he was called out and attempted to deny all wrongdoing. We have the receipts. The internet is forever. The willful ignorance and intentional blindness by leading Democrats to the massive increase in violent rhetoric against our agents due to their actions is both disgusting and disappointing. Violence against our agents must stop. Someone says the government is responding to NBA trolls online. Now, the Department of Homeland Security tries to drop receipts in the form of just like the same video. I don't know if I truly fully believe them, but then the beef continues. HoodGenius says, I just realized the DHS called me a leading Democrat, by the way. And then HoodGenius tweets out, I'm officially the face of Buck's Twitter. And the Department of Homeland Security replies, we hear you, no ball. Like, I don't know how to describe this if you're not on Twitter, but this is just a random reply to something that is completely unrelated. That means whoever's running the Department of Homeland Security account, obviously it's not Kristi Noem, is following these random NBA trolls rather than actually focusing on anything of substance. This reads, the account has interacted twice with the fan account known for posting about the Milwaukee Bucks and Green Bay Packers, setting off a social media frenzy in the lead up to Tuesday night's tip-off. The interaction began over the weekend. On Friday, the DHS account shared a TikTok that seemed to threaten ICE agents. F-A-F-O, they said. The main subject of the video has since said they did not post that video. They posted a different one, and then HoodGenius broke away from their usual sports fodder to respond to the DHS. That's when the beef breaks out. I just want you guys to all remember, this is a distraction from what's going on the ground in many cities, many states across the country. Nobody should be against people who have committed violent crimes, people who are here illegally being deported. Nobody should be against that. But that's not what the DHS has been prioritizing. They have reallocated funds away from the deportation of criminals, away from the deportation of violent offenders, towards the deportation of, you know, farm workers or people who are trying to get citizenship, trying to do the proper pathways, people who are seeking asylum. They are trying to pull away temporary protected status. They are targeting the most vulnerable rather than targeting the criminals, the people who have committed violent crimes like they originally promised. So don't forget that. Don't be distracted. If you appreciate the work we do on the Adam Mockler channel, all that I ask is that you drop a like, subscribe if you want to be here for the debate show that we're dropping soon. Make sure you have post notifications on. It's going to be a great debate show. I love you all. Peace out.